Hey guys, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I thought I would do a boom today on a topic that some of you guys might find really interesting or relevant, and it's something I guess that happens to a lot of us, and I talked about it on my blog a few days ago, and I thought I would also do an audio boom because some of you guys might prefer my audio booms to my blog, so I thought I would also talk about it on here. And this is the top fashion life hacks that every guided owner should know. Now, I think when it comes to style and looking a certain way when you have a guide dog, there are some key things you have to remember about having a guide dog. So if you're a newbie guide dog owner, this might be of interest to you, but if you're an old hand at it, then you might be like, Emily, just shut up, I know about this already, just go away. But at the end of the day, you might not know about this, so I thought I would do it anyway. So I'm going to get started, and the first one I wanted to mention is to try to avoid wearing a contrasting colour to your guide dog. So say for instance your guide dog is a yellow Labrador, try not to wear black jeans on the bottom or black leggings or a black pair of tights, unless of course you have something to remove the hair with, or unless of course it's the sort of the time of the year where dogs don't molt as much. But try where possible to avoid wearing that sort of thing, because it can get a little bit messy when you have a guide dog and you have hair all over you and you look like an abominable snowman, because that's happened to me. The next one is try to avoid too much length. Don't have anything too long in the length, because what basically happens is your dog will end up stepping on it. So say for instance you're walking along with a maxi dress or a maxi skirt and your dog steps on it, you can end up getting it ripped or frayed or snagged, or you could get all paw prints on it, you could get dirty, and it's just not really a good idea. And funnily enough, I did this blog post, and just now a friend of mine who has a YouTube channel, and she also has a Facebook page called Molly Burke over in Canada, she actually mentioned this, you know, that time when you're out with your guide dog and you have a maxi skirt on and the dog steps on it. And I said, oh my god, yes, this happened to me. So it's quite funny, you see, it's not just me who says these sort of things, other people do have it too. And then the third one is, do not wear velvet or velour bottoms. Now, the reason I say this is because velvet or velour attract fur, just like the mice of the old ages attracted the bubonic plague. It will stick to your clothing like glue. If your dog is furry, which most of them are, unless of course you get the hairless ones, I don't know what they're called, but they don't do hairless guide dog owners, to be honest. But if you are wearing velour tracksuit bottoms or a pair of velvet leggings, the fur is gonna go everywhere. Reason being I know this is because I walked out with my guide dog once and I had a pair of velvet bottoms on. They were very, very Victoriana looking, and honestly, when I got to university, I had hair all the way down them. So try to avoid wearing them, unless of course they are black and your dog is black, in which case you probably might be able to get away with it, but I wouldn't recommend it. The next one is, if you're going out, try not to wear too high heels unless you get a harness handle in an adjustable size. Now the reason I say this is because high heels are obviously different heights, and when you get your guide dog, I mean, I'm sure probably most of you know this already, but when you get your guide dog, you will get a harness handle that is matched to your size and to your arm length so that you're walking in a comfortable position. But what happens is when you get a pair of really high heels, it changes the height. So what will end up happening is you are sloping down on one side where the handle's too short, and you'll look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So if you're going to be wearing high heels, make sure that you get a harness handle in a different size, so you've got two to go with. So maybe one for when you're wearing flats or really small high heels, and then another one when you're wearing quite high skyscraper heels, because otherwise what's going to happen is you're going to be walking around, stumbling across the place, and you're going to look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Which is not a good look, trust me, I should know. The next one is always have a bag that has a detachable strap. Now, the thing is, when you are with a guide dog, you might want to have a rucksack, but sometimes you might not want to have a rucksack. I mean, I don't really like rucksacks unless I'm going to the gym or when I'm going out with my dog to have a picnic in the park. So there are days when I want to have my nice little tote bags or my day bags. And I always make sure that when I buy them, they A, have pockets in the front so I can get to my poo bags easily, and B, they have a detachable strap that I can put away in my bag. Because if at any point you need to have your hands free, maybe if the dog's playing up or if you need to go and pick up a poop, you're not going to want to have your bag in your arm when you're trying to do it. So it's always better to have a strap available so that you can hook it on the bag and get the bag out of the way so you can get on with your business, because if you don't, then it's going to be really difficult. But also another thing to point out is that make sure the strap is actually sturdy and strong. If you think the bag is going to be really weedy and the strap's going to not last 5 minutes, don't buy it, because it's not worth it. One place where I find that they always have really good bags with detachable straps is the day bags and the bags from H&M, and also the ones from Accessorize, the Charlotte bags, which are these big boxy bags and they usually have the strap on them. But in all honesty, just make sure it has a strap that you can put away, and then you're good to go, really. And the next thing to point out is, in the winter time, if you're wearing gloves, make sure that they're not fleece or wool, because the fur does get stuck to it quite easily. So if you want to wear gloves, either make sure that they're in a light colour or a colour that doesn't contrast with your guide dog so you can't see the fur, or get leather or faux leather ones, because I have faux leather ones as well as some leather ones, and in all honesty, they're a lot better because the fur doesn't get stuck to it, they're wipeable, you can keep them clean, and they're just better, and they're better quality, and they will protect your hands from the cold weather, and they're just the better option, really, aside from anything else. Another tip I'd recommend is that to try and wear material that's durable and doesn't snag easily. Or if you're going to be wearing a light scarf or something that's quite flimsy, avoid areas where you don't know very well that could potentially have overhanging branches. Because the thing is, when you're out with your guide dog, even though your dog's going to be able to get you out of little things like overhanging branches or things like that, they're not always going to be able to do that. And there's going to be situations where they make a mistake, or where overhanging branches can be avoidable because there's just too much of it, or people don't take the effort to preen their gardens or their branches. So always make sure that you have a material that's durable, or if you don't know the route, either take off the scarf or whatever it is you're wearing if you can that you think is going to get snagged, or don't wear it if you don't know the route, because otherwise you'll end up getting your lovely scarf snagged, or even a hat, for example. You could have your hat potentially be knocked off in the over the branches when you're walking out with your dog. Another tip I'd recommend is that if you are out with your dog, have a Pacamac raincoat, because one of the things I notice is when you have a guide dog, you can't always have an umbrella. I mean, when I'm out shopping, I can't always have my umbrella out because my hands are too full. So I always keep a little folded rain mac in my bag. So it's a little thin material one. Mine's from Kidston. It's got a detachable hood on it, and it's really stylish because it's white, it's got little flowers on it, and it just means I can whip it out, put it on when it's raining, and then take it off when it stops raining. But make sure that it is nice and it looks presentable, because one thing I find that people say about a lot of visually impaired people is that they're stereotypically visually impaired when they wear the anorak and the dark sunglasses. So try and avoid that stereotype by getting a nice floral print rain mac. That's my tip on that one. And if you're a guy, then just get a plain navy blue one or something, or, you know, maybe one with some palm trees on it for guys, because palm trees and like Hawaiian print shirts actually look quite cool on a guy. But I don't know how it would go down with a Pacamac, though. You'd have to let me know on that one, actually. You have to let me know what you look like in it. The next thing I'd also recommend is to always have a flint roller with you, because they're basically just these rotating little sticky back things that you roll across your clothes to get all the flint and the hair and the dirt off of them. You can get them from anywhere like pound shops or any good retailers like that, or you can get them from the little counters in H&M. So yeah, you can get them from the little counters in H&M or anywhere like that, or you can even get them on eBay, to be honest. I have quite a few of them handy because they're just easy to get when you have fur all over you. You can whip them out and just quickly whisk it over your clothes to get rid of any of the fur. So that is my top 10 fashion life hacks for guide dog owners, and all the fashion life hacks that every guide dog owner should know. Of course, there might be some that you more experienced guide dog owners have picked up on your travels, and if you have, feel free to do an audio boom response to this and just title it something like the 10 fashion life hacks, or the response to Fashionista's 10 life hacks video. I mean, I'm sure you guys will come up with a better title. Or you can tweet me at DavidsonM with any of yours that you'd personally recommend. And if you would like to read the blog post I did in it, I will link it in the description box where you can go and check that out, as well as all my other social links on my blog and my other podcast channel that I co-run called Fashionability. So I really hope you've enjoyed this boom today. I'll be doing a few more over the next few days. I'll be doing a few first impressions booms. I've got one I'm going to be doing about Origins, which is a company that I've not really ever used before, and a few other ones like that. So if there's any you'd particularly like me to do, then let me know, and I will speak to you guys in my next boom. Take care, everybody. Bye.